After a hate crime in Wisconsin 7 years ago, an unexpected partnership was formed. Pardeep Singh Kalika's father was among six people who were killed when Wade Michael Page, a white power skinhead, entered a Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, and opened fire before killing himself. Arno Michaelis was a member of one of the largest racist skinhead organizations in the world. He eventually renounced the movement. Both men spoke last night at Union College in Schenectady on The Gifts of Our Wounds, Ending Forgiveness After Hate. Pardeep Singh Kalika explains how the two men came together.
August 5th, 2012, my father and five others are murdered by an affiliated white supremacist and really just trying to figure out how to respond to that hate crime. And within 2 months, I reached out to Arno Michaelis, who was a founding member of that same organization that the shooter belonged to, and really in search for answers. And the reason why people do what they do was my inspiration. And since then, we have been working together and really just trying to like carve out what we can all do to build a community that is much more resilient and healing and preventive for those kinds of hate crimes.
What was the reaction like when you called Arno? What did he say, the first conversation? Can you take us back to that first conversation?
Yeah, I mean, the first conversation that we had was really via email, and then we texted one another, and then we decided to meet out for dinner and just meet in person. The first conversation that we had, I think we were both very nervous, obviously, considering the factors for each one of us. We were both nervous. I was a bit scared and worried if this person was still a white supremacist and believed in what he what he believed in before. And the first conversation was really one of really building from empathy and really get to know one another.
Now, you wanted to know why somebody would kill your father. What was the answer? Did you get an answer there?
Yeah, I mean, the answer to why people do what they do and harm other people was really hurt people hurt other people. And what can we do about it is we can build a world that embraces healing going forward. And really, yes, we can heal the world and do all that, do the work outside of us, but the work inside of us also needs to be done. And so... You know, as much as I was consumed by having this mission of wanting to heal from the tragedy of what happened on August 5th, I really need to understand that I need to also help heal myself.
Arno Michaelis, why don't you tell us a bit about your first meeting with Pardeep? How did it come about, and what were you expecting? What happened?
Pardeep reached out to me about a couple of months after his father was murdered by a guy from the gang that I had helped to start. I was very honored to hear from Pardeep and grateful for the opportunity to be of service to him and to his community. But at the same time, I was kind of intimidated because I felt that nothing I could say would be enough, that I didn't know that I could live up to whatever it was that he was asking of me. So I was certainly nervous going to meet him, but mostly excited.
And I guess he wanted to know why somebody would do what happened to his father. What did you answer that question to him that day?
Yeah, I believe the reason why someone would become so twisted that nothing but homicide followed by suicide seemed to make sense would be it's the logical conclusion of practicing hate and violence for over a decade, which the shooter did. When you practice hate and you practice violence, those things become normal to you and they actually become comfortable. And when you're familiar with hate and violence, things like love and kindness and gentleness and compassion, really all the most beautiful aspects of our human existence, are not only unfamiliar to you, they are repulsive. So it's this really cruel irony where the things that could heal and cure this person they're terrified of. And so the practice of hate and violence, I believe, is what drove Wade Michael Page to the point of committing that atrocity.
Tell us about your book, My Life After Hate. You renounced the movement and wrote the book. What brought that all about?
Well, I started writing in 2007, which was a couple years after I quit drinking alcohol. And without alcohol to kind of numb the the harm that I had done to the world and to my family and to myself, it all came rushing up to challenge me. And I felt that I needed to reconcile my past. And to do that, I had to be open about it and I had to be honest about it. And that's what motivated me to start writing in 2007. And after 3 years of writing, it kind of, I had enough raw material to carve out the book that became My Life After Hate, which is, I describe it as a memoirella. It's not necessarily a full-blown memoir, but it definitely has some very vivid scenes of my past and experiences I've been through. But a lot of the book was present-day reflection on the harm that I had done and the mistakes that I had made and what I had learned from it. And I think that's what makes the book most valuable.
Arlo Michaelis is a former white power skinhead who spoke last night at Union College in Schenectady with Pardeep Singh Kalika, whose father was among six people who were killed when a white power supporter opened fire at a Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 7 years ago.